Hello, I'm Evelina Gabašová and I'm talking from QCon Sao Paulo. So hello, I live in England, so it's been very nice coming back, coming to Brazil and meeting the local developer community here. And QCon here has been a very nice event with a very good .NET track and quite a lot of open source projects happening here. And I've enjoyed this conference very much so far. And I had a little talk about using F-sharp in machine learning. And I was talking about a little project that I did a while ago. It's still ongoing, where I was trying to improve experience on a website using machine learning algorithms. And in my opinion, F-sharp is a very good fit for machine learning because it's a functional language, which makes it really nice for implementing any mathematical algorithms. So I was talking a little about that. And also what I'm trying to do, going to conferences and talking about machine learning, is to try to bring machine learning closer to people, to explain some of the algorithms that are used, because many people see machine learning as this very cool thing that's really hard to understand. But in fact, some of the algorithms are relatively basic if you think about the underlying principles. So I'm trying to show people that machine learning doesn't have to be really hard, that if you think about the problem and you choose the right representation for the problem you are trying to solve, then it's relatively simple to model it as in a machine learning domain and get some good results and predictions in your problems. And normally, I'm not a real F-sharp developer or full-time F-sharp developer. I work in academia as a researcher in bioinformatics and in computational biology. And in my department, we are also using F-sharp in quite exciting applications to basically model biological system and model stability in a biological system and try to find important elements in cancer development in cells. And we are using F-sharp for that. And I think that's a really nice application. So in my opinion, F-sharp is a really nice language. Not only for normal development, but also for data science and machine learning. So, anyway, machine learning is a really cool area right now, and if you are interested in machine learning, and if you are a .NET developer, there was a nice book out quite recently, which is called Machine Learning Projects for .NET Developers by Matthias Brandewinder. And I think this is quite a nice resource if you want to try some machine learning algorithms, play with data and explore some of the applications. So you can have a look at that. And overall, machine learning, you shouldn't see it as a complete black box because most of the algorithms that are used in the world right now are relatively basic. And I would like to encourage you to just play with data. Because, for example, before Christmas, the new Star Wars film was coming up. And what I decided to do was to analyze the Star Wars universe using data science methods. So what I did was that I downloaded all the scripts for all the Star Wars movies and extracted how the individual people in the scripts and in the movies interact with each other. And I used it to create a social network. And I got some quite interesting results out of that, looking at who's the most central person in the Star Wars universe and things like that. And this was a relatively easy project. It took me just a couple of hours to put everything together. And this is a very nice data set if you want to play with some data because it's very interpretable. You know the Star Wars movies, so you can have a look at that. It's all on my GitHub. I'm Evelina Gabašová, and my GitHub is at Evelina G. And I also gave a talk about this at F#Conf, which is an online F# conference that happened at the beginning of March. And it's available on Channel 9 as a recording. So you can watch that if you are interested in F# and using F# for data science. And I would really like to encourage everyone to try to play with data and try to find some interesting patterns, because machine learning is not very difficult, and data science even less so. It's all about playing with data, trying to find patterns, trying to extract interesting insights. And the best way to learn machine learning and data science is to just pick a data set that you are interested in and try to find if you can see something in there. So I would really like to encourage you. And if you are like using F# and if you are like using statically typed languages, then F-sharp is probably a good choice for data science. And other languages that most people use are, for example, R, which interacts very well with F-sharp. You can actually use R from F-sharp and call R functions from there. So data science is very much a polyglot area where people use combinations of different languages. And I think F-sharp and R work very well together, so this is a very nice complex of languages that you can use if you are starting with data science. I think this will be everything from me, from QCon São Paulo. So really, play with data, look at machine learning, and look at F-sharp. And thanks for listening.